Spotify, Google,
Podvine,
Anchor, Apple, Spotify, Google, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Good Pods, Overcast, Breaker, and Listen Notes, Castro, Stitcher, Castbox, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And iHeartRadio. That's where you can listen in to Life Tips. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. Hey, we everywhere. Hey,
16 countries.
We everywhere.
Yay!
Listen.
Yay!
Everywhere.
Yay! What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker.
Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nate, just greeting you. If you are a new listener, then welcome aboard. I hope to teach you some things, so take some notes, and hopefully you'll learn something along the way. If you're a returning listener, faithful listener since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue to impact your life in positive ways. And I hope that I continue to lead you in the right direction. But do me a favor. For those who are returning, you already know what to do. For those who are new, I need you to like the show, subscribe to the show, and give us a review on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And also, turn the notifications on so that you'll never miss an episode when episodes drop. That way, you'll be well informed of the up-to-date whereabouts of your favorite show, which I hope this is your favorite show, every single week as things drop. So I just wanted to greet everyone real quick. Greet the new people, say hello to the returning guests, and let's now get into the episode and start off discussing a new topic.
What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up. And let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode.
So the subject of friend groups. I like this podcast episode topic because it's very interesting. What is a friend group? Well, in simple, plain layman's terms, a friend group is a group of friends where everyone knows each other. So everyone in the group knows the other person. So there's usually the main ringleader of the group, usually. And then there's everyone in the group that knows the same person and they all know each other. Let me explain. So, friend group. Guys, I'm ready to copy this document. One copy in black and white. Copy. Okay, so let's just say there's a friend group with James, Janice, Amy, and Carter. James, Janice, Amy, and Carter. So, Amy met James. Amy introduced James to Janice. And then Amy introduces James and Janice to Carter. So Amy is the one person that everyone knows because she introduced everyone to everyone. And now they're all connected in a friend group. So Amy, James, Janice, and Carter are a friend group. In comes Nicholas. Nicholas is Amy's friend. But Nicholas doesn't know everybody else. So when Nicholas meets James, Janice, and Carter, he's cool with them. But the friend group that he gets put in is not his new batch of friends unless those people connect with Nicholas, i.e. get his number and start developing a relationship with him. It works. But the one person that Nicholas is not connected to is let's see. Carter. Because Carter is Janice's friend. And Janice brings Carter with her to Amy's birthday celebration, and they go bowling. Nicholas wants to connect with Carter, but he doesn't. Because there's no solid connection vibes coming from Carter towards him, conversation-wise, etc., etc. So that's what I mean by the friend group is not your friend or your new friends unless certain things happen. And that really sucks. Because in Nicholas's case, he only has one real friend group that he's connected with in a sense, and that would be his church family. Nicholas's church family is connected to him. It took a while, but the young adults in his church are now connected to him, where when they get together, there are opportunities for conversation and social growth. So, of course, Easter Sunday is coming, and by the time you hear this, Easter Sunday would have passed. And the next Sunday coming up, which is the first Sunday in April, is when things will start back with his young adult ministry. But the time has changed. Instead of it being late at night, it's now earlier in the day, right after church, which is cool. But that doesn't matter. What matters is that Nicholas is forming relationships with his church family members, his young adults, that are not being forged with other friend groups outside of the church, because friend groups and Nicholas don't go well together at all because of bad past experiences. I'm sure you see with the correlation where I'm trying to go with this. Friend groups are something that I am familiar with. Wow. In fact, it dates all the way back to college. Let's do a recap here. Recap. So, wow. We're going all the way back now. Friend groups are something that I have been privy to since high school. I don't think I paid attention to it in middle school, but in high school, I definitely started paying attention in 11th grade. 9th and 10th grade, I didn't really care. But in 11th grade, I'd started paying attention to friend groups. And I was a part of a friend group in my college prep program, myself and Deja, and a few other people. But I remember Deja in particular because she was the one person out of the group that I connected with. Deja, of course, was a junior at, I think, McNamara or Wise or Flowers. It was Flowers. There we go. Flowers is a school, a high school in the area that I live in. But anyway, she was a junior there, and I remember being a homeschool kid, but we still connected and vibed and bonded during the college prep program years. And then after 12th grade, we lost touch a little bit, tried to get back in touch with her. And I don't think that particularly worked, but I remember her. That was the time that I was actually accepted into a friend group. But then after that, when I went to Liberty, things didn't go well at all. I was there and my adopted brother Chris was there. And while he was off in friend groups with cheerleaders and other popular people at school, I didn't have that opportunity. And not going back to Liberty to graduate in 2013 with everybody. I'm sorry. Oops. Not going back to Liberty to graduate in 2015 or 2016 with everybody else didn't help at all. Because if I had gone back to Liberty and my grades were good, that would have been 2013 sophomore year, 14 junior year, 15 senior year. Essentially, 2016 is when I would have graduated. Or if I needed more time, I would have graduated in 2017. You get my point. But I didn't go back. Instead, I came over to PG Community College for a while until 2016. And met Supergirl. But outside of Supergirl and one other person, I didn't really have friends at the community college level. And I did well for one school year, and then the rest of them were bad. And so now it's 2016. School is over because the fam stopped paying for it. So now if I ever went back to school, it would be on me to pay for. 2016 is when I started working in the insurance industry. I worked in the insurance industry all the way up to 2021. And in the insurance industry, it's not many people. It's just you and the agent and maybe coworkers, but mostly you and the agent. So I started being around younger people when I got into the food service industry 2 years ago. Sure, we switched companies, but that doesn't matter. What matters is I was a part of the food service world all of 2022. And I'm sorry, all of 2020, the end of 2022 going into 2023. So all of 2023, and now we are just about 3 months into 2024 in terms of what's left of this school semester. So this school semester started in January. And it will be over in June. So we have April this month, May next month, June the month after that, and then this school semester ends, and then the 2024 school year starts in late August, early September. But it will still be a part of the year 2024, which means year two will be ending in October. And I'll go into year three in the same industry moving forward with, of course, pay raises and all that. But my point is, even in the workforce, there are friend groups. Because depending upon what school you work at in the food service industry, doesn't matter the company name. You all work for the same company. You just have different employee ID numbers and stuff like that. But if you work for the same company, friend groups in the workforce. So pretty much, again, when you work in the food service industry, it doesn't matter what school you're a part of. You're a part of the same company. You just have different employee IDs, different employee identification numbers. And so it depends on the school you're at in terms of whether you have a young coworker dynamic or whether you have a mixed coworker dynamic. I have a mixed coworker dynamic, but I've been to other schools with a young coworker dynamic where we're all 30, 35, etc., etc., between 30 and 35, roughly, or 25. You get my point, right? But when you have a mixed coworker balance, in my school, for example, there's only two people, me and the cook, who are in our 30s, just about. The other two coworkers are at least 20 or 30 years older than us. So in terms of having a work friend group with a mixed environment age-wise, that's not realistic. But when you have a young... excuse me. When you have a young work environment, it's more realistic to have work friend groups where you hang out together every now and then, where you go get drinks, where you go and party and stuff like that. Or in my case, even if you have to split it up, even if you have to split it up between schools, it still works. That's what I had to do. I split it up between schools. So I have my best friend at one school, and then I have my other best friend at another school. And then another friend at another school. So essentially all the connections from work, the friend group that I have, really isn't a friend group. It's more so just individual people at three different schools that I'm connected to, and we work for the same company. Now, I've been hanging out with my main best friend, Ashley, for over a year. The other friends, I hung out with Destiny a little bit, but we have yet to actually get back into hanging out with each other. And as far as Rian goes, I will be hanging out with her this year because she has expressed interest in wanting to hang out beyond the job and has expressed sorrow over not being, as she would put it, a good best friend. But I reassured her that she was okay because life happens. So that's work friend groups and church friend groups. But I really don't have a work friend group because I'm not in a school environment in the kitchen where that's actually possible to have a work friendship dynamic yet. That may change in the future, but for the rest of this school year, no. Which leaves me with my church friendship dynamic, which is getting better, and it's going to eventually explode in a good way. What do I mean? One young person in the group, she and her husband are about to have a baby. The baby is coming in just over 2 months, I think. They've been updating us in the group chat with pictures of the X-ray images and different things, so we've been able to see their little baby boy as he develops. And then another one of the young adults in the group is celebrating her 21st birthday very soon. And she'll be having a big, massive 21st birthday celebration to top it off. So that's what I mean by things in the group are getting better for me, and there's group involvement happening with me a little bit, and it's getting progressively better, but we have yet to actually go from the group outside of the group. Now, obviously, with the married folks, that's not going to happen because there's only one married couple in the church that I actually regularly commune with. The other married couple were cool, but I'm not hanging out with them outside of the group. like I am with my guy, the associate pastor, and his wife. We are doing our monthly get-togethers. We started it in February. We were supposed to do one in March, but we had to push it to April. But still, we are doing monthly get-togethers. And I do believe that in the future, later this year in 2024, there will be a presence of young adults in my life who are single where we hang out beyond the group. It just doesn't exist right now with the singles who are in the group, because one of the singles, the one celebrating her 21st birthday, is legally single, but technically she is dating. And the other is single, but just interested in hanging out with her girlfriends from the group and not so much guys, which is why our energy is a little off at times. But in the future, I do foresee more young adults who are single coming aboard and creating the environment that my mentor has. Let me explain. My mentor goes to a different church in Rockville, and he has expressed interest in me coming out to see his church, mostly his young adult community. And the reason why is because the young adult community that he has is very similar to the young adult community that my best friend has. In other words, my best friend's young adult community that I've been hanging around recently, we hung out for her birthday celebration last week and into the weekend. Now, not everyone from the birthday party showed up to bowling, but who showed up to bowling was my best friend's cousin and her girlfriend. Now, my best friend's cousin is seeing someone, so I'm late to that. I did try to talk to her cousin, but she was seeing someone and still is, so we are officially friends. But she did bring her girlfriend with her, who's single. That didn't quite work in terms of talking to her, because she didn't seem willing to engage with me. And I felt that negativity. But what I mean by young community is that my best friend's cousin is early 30s, just like my best friend, and her girlfriend is early 30s. So we're essentially in the same age bracket. They might be 2-3 years into their 30s, but at least I'm on the cusp of turning 30, and they are between 30 and 34. You get my point. It doesn't matter what the actual number of our age is. What matters is that we are in our 30s, we have careers, and we are stable. Now, I will admit, a 2023 problem followed me into 2024, unfortunately. But it wasn't anything that I was struggling with bills-wise. It was that one of the fines, unfortunately, that I accrued from last year got paid late, when it was supposed to have been paid a month ago when I signed the check. What do I mean? So during last year's crisis, when I didn't get unemployment money and I was going bonkers with GoFundMe and other things in order to pay bills and stay afloat, I made some mistakes. I went through a red light in DC and they got me and they sent me $100 in the mail, which went up to $300. And then I traveled to see grandma, and then traveling back, I went through one of the tolls with my Easy Pass, but the Easy Pass wasn't working until I put in the money. I ended up having to pay out a bunch of money to correct the fine. So those were the mistakes on top of the late bills. So all of that got taken out and paid up when I got my tax money in February. And in March, last month, all those bills were paid. So my car note went back to normal, my car insurance went back to normal, and my Verizon bill went back to normal. And all the fines were taken care of. But unfortunately, my new company didn't pay me for two of the professional development days we had in March, which means that my check for 1 week was bogus, bullcrap, whatever you want to call it. And when you only get that much money, your money evaporates fast. Versus when you get your full check, your money doesn't evaporate as fast. So now, on this week, I'm back to getting my full check for 2 weeks. And then after that, I'll either get a full check or a partial check. And then I won't get paid again until early May. But if I get paid for spring break along with everybody else, that won't be a problem. The point that I'm trying to make is that when it comes to friend groups and people and women, we'll get to that later, but stability in our 30s and being in the same age group and having full-time jobs and being stable, I wish I could say that talking to my best friend's cousin's girlfriend was going to work. But even if it did work, let's just be real here. That woman is hot, in her early 30s, no kids, single, but probably drives a Mercedes-Benz and lives in a house or has an apartment. And probably makes, Lord, based on what she looked like, probably makes at least $80,000 to $90,000 a year alone, whereas I am barely at $40,000 a year. What's my point? My point is, when it comes to friend groups do not become your friends unless they actually are able to connect with new people and not hover around the people that they are more comfortable with. This has happened on multiple occasions in the past, which is why I didn't find real community until Living Hope Church. Ascend Church was like this. High Calling was like this. And Life Church in the Pastor Steve era was like this. Everybody hovered around their own people in church and out of church. No connection with me beyond the church, except for a few times there was no consistent development, which meant that we did not progress as friends. So the friend groups did not become friends because there was no progression. But now at my current church, remember the pastor and his wife that I mentioned, the associate pastor? This is what I mean by friend groups becoming friends. Because now my associate pastor and his wife, we have been friends for a couple of months. We were in the same business together. We're not in the business together anymore. We run our businesses, but we are not in the meetings. We're not in the business building atmosphere. We're not in that anymore. But we're still friends. We're still meeting up. I'm still going to their apartment or to their area every month to spend time with them. In fact, we're getting together this week. Just the three of us. And we're going to keep doing that every single month. And we're going to keep seeing each other at church on Sundays and at life groups and over the summertime when things explode because it happened last year. What do I mean? Last year, when I was not a member of the church, but I was still associating with them socially, I went to cookouts. What's going to happen this summer? There's going to be church cookouts and picnics and different things like that. Sunday Fun Day is coming back. That's going to be magnificent. And because we are now church family members, that means growth and expansion and more connection with said people, not just them, but you get my point. The church family group is going to become the new friend group, whereas the friend group that my best friend has, they are her friends, her friend group, her family, not mine. Sure, I'm friends with her cousin now, but I'm not with her cousin's girlfriend. I don't have her number. I don't have her Instagram. We're not squad. We're not family. We're not anything. I just know the girl's name. Haven't had the best of luck with friend groups at all. I got alienated from multiple friend groups. One of the main reasons I don't ever attend megachurches or socialize with megachurches or even would ever be a member of a megachurch is because of being isolated and kicked out of friend groups amongst my own age group. It happened profusely during my 20s, and it continues to happen even now as I progress towards my 30s. And it's embarrassing as a mug. When will it change? I don't know. But I have an idea of when it will change. And I'm going to share that in part two after the commercial break.
This
This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by
Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. So here's my theory on when this will probably end up changing. This probably will end up changing either in the month of April, this month, or it will change in the fall. Changing in the fall is self-explanatory. You know, I've never been at a church past 6 years. Never. I spent 6 years at Life Church, left. 6 years at Ascend Church, left. I'm in the middle of my first year at Living Hope Church. Do I plan on leaving in November when my 1 year anniversary comes around of being a church family member? Nope. And it's because of the legitimate community that has been born. The reason I say the fall is because of the life group schedule. I memorized basically the life group schedule. We have our Bible studies that we call life groups and, you know, connection with each other. We have those every week. There's the church one on Thursday nights and then the young adults on Sunday. That usually goes until the end of May. And then we break for the summertime and we come back together in September for the fall sessions. So, in the sessions that are coming in the fall in September, that's when things will probably change in terms of friend groups becoming actual friends beyond the group. And especially with my associate pastor and his wife, that's definitely going to get it blown up in a good way, because I've known my associate pastor for several years, but I met his wife a year ago. And the 1 year, not 1 year anniversary in you know, that kind of sounds weird in this context, but context, bear with me here. The 1 year timeline, pretty much, of having met his wife officially is literally coming up soon. I met his wife face to face for the very first time in July, if I'm not mistaken. Because that's when I joined the business. And in July of this year, we'll make a year since I've met his wife. As far as myself and the associate pastor, Lord have mercy. We met each other in 2017. So that's 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. That's 8 years of knowing each other, pretty much, even if we lost touch for some of those years and got back in touch later. The point is, the growth is currently happening, and it's getting better and better and better and better with each passing month. The young adult group, that is getting better with each passing month. Started off a little rocky, but we are now starting to become legit friends in terms of the group. But outside of the group, still a little bit iffy. Because where the young ladies get together outside of the group and hang out together. I still have yet to actually hang out beyond the group with them and actually, you know, connect beyond the group. We'll see. My mentor. I know I didn't even get back to that for an entire, you know, 45 minutes, but I'm going to finish off with that. My mentor, his church, he wants me to come. Now, I've been to the big church in Virginia, the big mega church in Virginia that he's a part of. He's not a part of the mega church, but his church name starts with the mega church. Long story short, his church is McLean Bible Church. Now, McLean Bible Church, I'm familiar with them because my dad and I went to men's conferences at that church in the past, before the pandemic. So I'm talking 2014, 15, 16, those years. So I've been to the big McLean Church in Virginia, the mega church, which is where a bunch of people who are part of McLean Bible Church, they go there. But I didn't know that they had separate campuses until I talked to my mentor. And my mentor has been telling me about his church and their separate campuses for quite some time. And in particular, his church and his church campuses have a much stronger batch of young adults in terms of numbers and age. I'm not saying that my church is bad. I'm saying that that's just his church environment and the church that he has come up in and the church vibe that he wants me to be introduced to. And in 1 week, there is an opportunity to meet his church family and meet some of the members. But in particular, there are some of the young ladies, some of the young ladies there that they are part of the ministry and that my mentor knows them. He's literally checked the group chat that he's in. It's like 130 people roughly in that group chat, 130 young adults. And he's seen some pictures of these women that he personally knows that go to the church that he thinks might be a good fit romantically for me. The friend group does not become friends unless they are good with meeting and connecting with new people and not hovering around the people that they are familiar with. And from the looks of things and from what I've been hearing from my mentor, his young adult group is good at that. In other words, if I show up next Thursday, more than likely I'm going to be greeted by not just the leadership, but the young people as well. And the young women will be coming up to me, introducing themselves to me, and starting conversations with me, which is exactly what should happen generally, but it doesn't happen in regular friend groups that are not a part of the church that are connected to people that I know, i.e. my best friend's friends that I met at her birthday party last week outside of her cousin. Her cousin and her gay best friend. Those are the only two people that I'm remotely close to, in a sense, in terms of association, associates. You get my point? Do I believe my mentor? Yes. Am I excited to go there next week? Yes, but also no, because I just have lost all hope romantically. If you want to be friends, cool. You got to show me that you want to be friends. You got to do some things. There's going to be some action behind it. I'm not just going to be putting on all the effort and getting nothing. But catch this, even going up there next week, I'm still not going to be interested in even friendship because I've seen it, I've lived it, and the reality is, even with my adopted brother at his 30th birthday party in January, surrounded by all those people, all those women, friend groups do not become actual friends with you unless an individual from the friend group is willing to branch out and not be connected at the hip to the person or people that they are more comfortable with. Because if they are, you have no chance. And that is the only life tip that I have for you in this podcast episode. If you desire to add to your friend circle through somebody else's friend circle, you have to make sure that that person from the friend circle is actually worth that investment. If they are, go for it. If they are not, they will show you through their actions. Friend groups. Very interesting. Very unique. Very difficult. But potentially prosperous if you navigate them the right way.
Social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.